Hi there. It is week 6 of 52 Weeks of Inspiration Message, and I want to share something with you, a little story that I heard, or a little story that I researched about someone who is now in the spirit world, but something that really inspired me, and I think that it may be inspiring to you as well. We all hear everything happens for a reason. I mean, everybody hears that saying, but sometimes it's hard for us to understand what the reason is and why things happen, especially when we're in the chaos and when we're in these things happening. Anyway, let me share the story with you. There was a man, and he had a beautiful horse that he loved very, very much. And he actually paid a lot of money for this horse, and it was really important. It was important to his family because the horse was a workhorse, and they used it to plow the fields and to take care of their family. And something happened. They don't know whether it was a bear or, you know, fox or wolves or what it was, but when he woke up the next morning, the horse was gone and had ran away. And all the people in the village came over, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, your horse has run away. Like, what are you going to do?" And they were so stressed. And the man said, Yeah, that happened. Like, he didn't really have like a, "Oh no, it's the worst thing ever." And he didn't have like the, "Yay, the horse is gone." He was just like, yeah, that happened. Then the next day, he went to bed that night. And the next morning when he woke up, the horse was back, and the horse had brought 5 wild horses with him. And he was like, "Wow, these other 5 wild horses are so beautiful. They're amazing." And they were stunning. And the people of the town and the neighbors came around. They were like, "Oh my gosh, 5 beautiful, amazing horses. Like, it's so good this happened. And isn't it so lucky that your horse brought back these horses?" And the man was not either way. He was like, yeah, that's good. Like, sure. That kind of thing. He wasn't like, "Yay, the horses." And it wasn't this huge celebration for him. He was just noting that it was happening. So a few days later, the man's eldest son went out to start working with the wild horses. And when he got on one particular horse, the horse bucked him off and he broke his legs in 3 spots. Well, the neighbors heard wind of this, and they came over and they said, "Oh my God, this is so devastating. Your son, he can't work now. He can't help you on the farm. Curse those wild horses. You know, get rid of them. How horrible this was for you to have this happen." And the man again was very like, "Yeah, that happened." And this point, the neighbors and the people in town are starting to become like, "Wow, that's really weird that he just doesn't really like react much to these things. He just kind of like goes with them, almost like he's going with the flow, so to speak." Anyway, 5 days later, there is a huge ruckus in the town, in the village, and the army, the military, is marching through this small backwoods town, and they are recruiting anyone they can get because there's a war. And now, the Civil War, they need as many men as they can to fight for them. And they're recruiting everyone that is like over the age of 12 or 13 years old. And if you can hold a gun, you're going to war. As they come marching down the road and they get to his house, the man only had one son and he had 3 daughters. And when they get to his house and they go to his son, and he's got this cast and the crutches, and they're like, "Ah, you're no good to us." And they keep on marching on, and they leave his son, and he never goes to war, never has to fight. And also, he never has to die. So the village people and the neighbors come over and they say, "Oh my God, you're so lucky. We're terrified that we'll never see our sons again. And your son got to stay because of his leg." And the man says, yeah, that happened. The moral of the story is that things happen. And when they're happening, it's really hard to understand why. When we're breaking down, it's because we're always about to go through a breakthrough, but they feel so icky and uncomfortable and hard. But anyone that I've ever spoken to that's lost a loved one has shared incredible memories and moments that they never would have maybe received. They talk about last phone calls that happened by a fluke. They talk about time sitting next to them. They talk about blessings that came. You know, I never would have met my husband if I didn't have this happen or this happen. If the man had completely lost himself in the fact that his horse had ran away, maybe the horse wouldn't have come back because he would have put out into the world the energy of lack and suffering. And maybe if he had reacted when his son broke his legs, maybe something different would have happened. Maybe the colonel would have said, bring him with us, he'll heal on the way, and then in a year or 6 months, we'll put him out into the battlefield. I don't know. But what I do know is that I can look back over my own tragedies, and I can always weed through them and pluck out these moments and these memories where these things would never have happened if A, B, and C hadn't have happened first. So I've dedicated in my life to stop spiraling out of control and to stop going into 911 panic mode every time something happens. And instead to take a deep breath and remind myself of the man who just decided life would be much better if we would become a witness, go with the flow, experience and live, but not see everything as being a devastating tragedy, but instead trying to soak as much and every ounce of gratitude out of every situation that we can. Have a really great week, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.